You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 4th of November 2025, a day where the Australian share market fell, the ASX 200 off by 0.9%. The details with Gemma Dale from NAB Trade in a few moments. But it also follows the Reserve Bank's decision to leave interest rates on hold at 3.6% and upgrade its inflation forecast, seeing both headline and underlying inflation above its 2 to 3% target for at least the next year. And it follows stronger than expected September quarter CPI data, which was released last week. Referring to that, here's RBA Governor Michelle Bullock speaking earlier today.
Now, we think some of this was driven by temporary factors such as travel costs, council rates and fuel. And we don't expect some of these to continue. We are, however, taking signal from stronger price increases that may suggest more inflationary pressure in the economy than we thought before. In particular, the cost of new dwellings and market services both increased by more than expected, and inflation in these components tends to be more persistent. At the same time, the unemployment rate has gone up. It's still low relative to history, and monthly data are volatile, but the labour market does seem to have eased. Employment is growing, but at a slower pace than before. Overall, when we take into account a broad range of indicators, we judge that the labour market is still a little bit tight relative to full employment. This highlights an important judgment in our forecasts. We still think there's a bit of excess demand in the economy. This may be what is manifested in the inflation data. Nevertheless, we are alert to the risk that we have misjudged the gap between demand and supply in the economy in either direction.
So for more on her take, I spoke with Laura Cooper from Nuveen. She's the head of macro credit and global investment strategist there. Laura, first of all, what is the RBA's overall assessment of the Australian economy? Just how resilient is it? And what of the economic outlook? Because it said today it's seeing a number of uncertainties too.
Well, what we heard today was a fairly balanced statement from the RBA. They really did take a neutral tone, and that does capture really the two-way risks that they are seeing to their growth outlook, but as well to the inflation outlook. And we saw that feed through into higher forecasts across a number of those key metrics. So while we are seeing an improvement in the global side, which does warrant a bit more positivity on the Australian economy, there are still a number of risks that they are monitoring.
Is it fair to say that the RBA board is less worried about the jobs market here in Australia and more on inflation, and why so?
I would say that is a fair point. And we actually heard from Governor Bullock allude to the same thing, noting that they are alert to the downside risks to the labour market, but they're a bit more concerned about the inflation dynamics. And that's one of the reasons why they kept rates on hold today. And if we look at actually what came through in that Q3 CPI print, we did see material upside surprise. And it's not only the one-off factors that drove that, but really what we're seeing is a broadening of price pressures. So the number of items in the CPI basket that rose at more than 3% actually ticked higher for the first time in a couple of years. So that does warrant caution coming from them. And it's one of the reasons why they've penciled out one of their rate cuts for next year.
Yeah, so it's also led to a change in their inflation forecast, right? It's expecting it to remain above its target band of 2 to 3% for most of next year now before easing in 2027. And that forecast is assuming already one interest rate cut. Is there a real risk that the RBA is actually done cutting interest rates here?
I think that is a very real risk. I mean, if we look at our updated forecast, we're more likely to see them on pause through 2026, because as you noted, inflation is still projected to be above their target range for the entirety of the year. I think at this juncture as well, we heard from Governor Bullock, the fact that the RBA didn't have to hike rates as high as some others perhaps suggests that they won't have to go as low as others as well. So with these inflation risks still remaining, there is a need for caution. And I think it's one of the reasons why they did take more of that neutral tone today, as they're acutely aware of these inflation risks.
Now, I'm really keen to get your take on how the challenges facing Australia's Reserve Bank compares with other global central banks, because in the US, for example, and you alluded it to as well, because Australia didn't have to lift rates as high as many other places, rates in the States, though, they're coming down.
And I think there are some similarities if you look at the Federal Reserve. And that's because, you know, Fed Chair Powell did take a slightly more cautious approach in their meeting last week because they are also seeing potential risks around inflation that does warrant a more cautious stance. They are worried about the deterioration in the labor market, but they are still seeing signs of potential price pressures driven by tariffs. And so while the drivers of inflation in Australia are different, I still think it captures this overall sentiment that policymakers are data dependent and the future policy path will be dependent on the evolution of that data, most predominantly inflation and as well the labor market.
It's Laura Cooper there from Nuveen. The market sold down after the announcement from the Reserve Bank, the S&P ASX 200 off 0.9% to 8,813. Most of the 11 sectors on the index down, utilities, materials and property, the worst performing. For more on the day's market action, I spoke with Gemma Dale from NAB Trade. Gemma, how is the market taking today's rate news, the fact that the RBA did not cut?
Look, it's an interesting one. The market was really, really weak today. So we had soft leads from Wall Street, but it started falling in the morning and continued all the way through until the rates decision. We actually saw a little spike, which was interesting. It was, you know, very well anticipated, this decision, and then continued to fall away through the afternoon. So not a great day for investors. Hopefully a better day if you were punting, I think, today.
I think our market participants are still looking through the RBA commentary, Michelle Bullock's speech as well. But what is the market pricing in then for the potential for another cut, if at all?
Look, I think at this point, it's becoming increasingly clear that those cuts that were anticipated are just not coming anytime soon. So the market at this point is a 75% chance of a cut by September next year, which is a dramatic fall off from what we were expecting just a few months ago. And, you know, you can look sooner than that and see some differential in the pricing. But to be honest, we're really looking quite some time from now before the market's very confident that we will see one cut, but it's only one.
Okay, so how does this feed through to the way the market has been performing lately? It's now at a near 6-week low, the ASX 200. It was at a record high just weeks ago. Is it all to do with this interest rate cut coming through later story, or is there more here?
No, I think this is quite different, actually. When you look at the market is off its sort of September low. So it's worth noting we're not back at September levels. We've come up quite a bit and it's trading in a fairly tight range. So we're not, it's just not a volatile market at the moment. And where we're seeing the pockets of weakness are not in the majors. So the ASX is heavily dominated by financials and materials, materials largely unaffected by rate movements. Financials very much affected by rate movements. They're both up over the last sort of month or so. Where we see the weakness is healthcare, which has been really dragging. CSL's been under a lot of pressure, but it's actually quite broad-based across the healthcare sector. We see Cochlear and various other companies run very hard and had come back, and then something like CSL where bad news, downgrade during the AGM and so on have dragged the price down. Infotech's been under a lot of pressures, Xero and WiseTech in particular underwater. So it's just been a consumer discretionary also underwater. So it's been the smaller sectors, but they've been quite weak, certainly relative to the larger sectors that tend to hold the market up.
Any market news catch your attention today, given we're all focusing on the RBA? Is there anything that escaped us?
Look, it is a fairly quiet day. It's a soft day for volumes. It's a good day to take out the rubbish if you want to avoid any attention. To be frank, people aren't paying as much attention on a public holiday in Victoria as they might another time. The only thing that does stand out is that we do have this government announcement about some energy relief, 3 hours of free energy in the middle of the day if you can shift your load to that time. This is for households, those with solar and those without. That's had some negative impacts on sort of energy retailers. So if you look at Origin and AGL, they're off around 3%. They weren't hit very, very hard, but clearly the market saw that one.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors, especially as we lead into Christmas and head to a new year?
Yeah, it's a really tricky time. A lot of our investors heavily cash up at the moment, very heavily cashed up. We've seen a real shift throughout the year, but particularly more recently, investors trimming positions that they feel have run too hard. We've seen them holding a lot of cash, taking dividends in cash rather than reinvesting. So we see a real reluctance among our investor base to chase anything higher, frankly, in this environment. Where they seem to be looking is those, what they consider to be quality stocks that have been hit pretty hard. Healthcare is a really good example. We've seen a lot of shifting into healthcare, which has been under a lot of pressure relative to other sectors. But also, space our guys have been very much underweight. So they're starting to position for some kind of turnaround there. We'll see if it happens.
That is Gemma Dale there from NabTrade, and she wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. If you enjoy it, don't forget to give a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and click that subscribe button, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.